You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Here's today's 1490 WLCX News Update. You can find it on demand at lacrosseeagle.com. I'm Jimmy Cuska. La Crosse is under a winter storm warning until 6 p.m. Snowfall totals could be 2 to 4 inches today. Federal services such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the Affordable Care Act are under scrutiny by the Trump administration, and Wisconsin's two senators have very different views of what should happen next. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay. Federal services such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the Affordable Care Act are under scrutiny by the Trump administration, and Wisconsin's two senators have very different views of what should happen next. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Senator Johnson said the problem with the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is that it covers able-bodied working-age adults.
Medicaid is completely out of control because Obamacare has put it in real danger.
Senator Baldwin helped write the Affordable Care Act and said it has allowed more people to access health care.
People with pre-existing health conditions used to not be able to get health insurance because the insurance companies can just say no. That changed with the Affordable Care Act.
Senator Johnson said the program has almost doubled in cost because of allowing single, working-age, childless adults to access health care through the program.
It's the Obamacare that has been put into Medicaid that threatens the solvency of Medicaid and threatens the solvency of our nation.
According to Senator Baldwin, Medicaid funding helps pay for nursing care for those on Medicaid. It also helps keep community health centers and critical access hospitals open in rural areas in Wisconsin.
This affects our local economies and especially our rural economies in significant ways.
72 million Americans rely on Medicaid for their health care. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
According to data from the federal government, over a million people in Wisconsin are enrolled in Medicaid. La Crosse City officials on Monday terminated the lease agreement for parking lots for the city brewery over odor emissions. The city has fined the brewery over the odors and also filed paperwork over excess wastewater from the brewery. In other city news, the Neighborhood Revitalization Commission will discuss the zoning project being done by the city, as well as suggestions for outdoor lighting regulations. The Finance and Personnel Committee will meet tomorrow, the final meeting this week for city officials. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency is ending leases for 16 federal government contracts in Wisconsin, including one building in La Crosse. A lease for the IRS was canceled in La Crosse, which the Trump administration says will save over $180,000. 15 other leases were also ended in the state, with the Trump administration claiming nearly $5.5 million worth of savings. The biggest closure is for a building leased by the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Ashland, affecting 40 federal workers. Over one-third of Wisconsin driver's licenses have still not been updated to Real ID, with the deadline under 2 months away. A Real ID is required to fly domestically or to enter federal buildings as of May 6th, although people can still use another form of ID, such as a passport, to fly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says about 37% of driver's licenses in the state have not yet been updated. A full list of documents needed for the update and more information is available on the Wisconsin DMV website. The Wisconsin Elections Commission said that an audit of the state's voting machines found that there were no votes counted incorrectly, changed, or missed. The audit's results also showed that no voting machine or software had been hacked or tampered with. The post-election audit involved 336 randomly selected municipalities and over 327,000 ballots, or about 10% of all ballots cast in the 2024 election. It was the largest post-election audit ever done in the state of Wisconsin. The audits are required by statute. A pause on USDA funding for the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative by the Trump administration is affecting at least one local business. The Birch Point Distillery in Westby now faces an uncertain future after the funding was interrupted. Owners have already invested $80,000 of their own money into the business. In Wisconsin, $6.5 million is being withheld for 88 dairy businesses. All told, the funding affects over 400 businesses nationwide to the tune of $30 million, which was already approved by Congress. The School District of Onalaska announced its three finalists for superintendent. Ben Barton, the superintendent for Princeton in Minnesota since 2018, and a former administrator at La Crescent and Caledonia. Dr. Rainey Briggs, the superintendent at Baraboo and Viterbo graduate, who previously worked sports at multiple schools in Dane County. And Lalisha Olson, principal at Northern Hills Elementary in Onalaska, who is a UW Lacrosse and Winona State graduate who also worked in the Holman School District. Interviews and a public forum are set for Thursday. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is heading to Western Wisconsin later this week to visit Republican districts in support of Democratic politicians and liberal candidates on the spring nonpartisan ballot. Sanders will appear at Altoona High School on Saturday. According to a statement, Sanders' office said that he's holding the events to push back against the current presidential administration and to put pressure on congressmen like Derek Van Orden to vote against cuts to public services such as Social Security. Van Orden criticized the planned appearance. Wisconsin has so far largely been spared the harshest effects of the bird flu in livestock, but after bans on dairy cows at livestock shows and spread among poultry flocks in the state, it's joining a multi-state effort to test for bird flu in dairy cows. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Cows will soon start to get tested for bird flu. Wisconsin is set to begin testing its dairy cows for bird flu as part of the USDA's National Milk Testing Strategy. The state joins a nationwide surveillance effort that already includes 45 states.
Funding for the testing, as well as potential vaccination of poultry flocks, is still up in the air as the Trump administration continues to cut federal government services. The boys basketball tournament began last night. Local winners include Sparta, Toma, Bangor, and Luther. The regional semifinals are on Friday, where the full tournament field will be in action. Tomorrow, girls basketball regional champions West Salem, Aquinas, Blair Taylor, and Aliva Strumble play in sectional semifinals. It's also the start of state hockey. On Friday, West Salem and Gail Ettrick Trempolo are at state gymnastics in Wisconsin Rapids, and Holman is at state team wrestling in Madison. A winter storm warning is in effect until 6 p.m. Lacrosse is expected to see up to 4 inches of snow with higher totals to the north. The snow will taper off this evening, but blowing and drifting snow remains a hazard. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed video at halftime where first three steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a 3-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Anora was the big story at the Oscars this year, and if you haven't seen it yet in theaters or on pay-per-view, you'll soon have an opportunity to stream it. Anora was nominated for 6 Oscars and won 5. The film also made history as director Sean Baker tied the record for winning the most Oscars in one night by one person. He's in pretty good company, too. The record was held exclusively by Walt Disney until Sunday night. If you want to see what all the fuss is about, check out Anora on Hulu March 17th. In case you haven't heard, word has gotten out that Adrian Brody's partner that he mentioned in his lengthy acceptance speech, which I believe is still going on.
There's so many people to thank. I will really try and be as brief as possible.
I thought so. Brody also mentioned Georgina's 2 teenage children that she had with Weinstein. Weinstein is serving a 23-year prison sentence for rape and sexual assault, really hoping the kids got the mother's genes and talk less than Brody. Kieran Culkin is now an Oscar winner, having won the award for Best Supporting Actor last Sunday night. However, if Culkin had his way, someone else would have won. Just 2 weeks before the film written by Jesse Eisenberg was to start shooting, Culkin said he almost quit because the last season of Succession went on longer than anticipated and he wanted to spend time with his family. Culkin also won the Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild Award for his performance. Being a good dad only goes so far. Speaking of the Culkins, Kieran Culkin has come a long way from playing Fuller McAllister in Home Alone alongside his brother Macaulay. Macaulay attended after parties with his wife Brenda and said he knew his younger brother was going to win because of where they sat him in proximity to the stage. The older Culkin was asked if he would see his brother later that night, and his response was, "I'm not sure. He's a busy guy." He's now Academy Award-winning actor Kieran Culkin. A complete unknown drew a complete goose egg at the Oscars despite 8 Academy Award nominations. To make matters worse, according to The Hollywood Reporter, said the subject of the Bob Dylan biopic, also known as Bob Dylan, was invited to both present and perform at the ceremony, but declined on both fronts. Mick Jagger ended up presenting in his place. At the beginning of the show, host Conan O'Brien joked that Timothy Chalamet learned how to sing so well in preparation for playing Bob Dylan, he almost didn't get the role. Tabloids love their clickbait. After finding out that Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress as Anora, tabloids made a big stink that Demi Moore gritted her teeth and seemed upset. A closer look at the situation by a lip reader revealed Moore turned to the person next to her and said, "Nice." One clickbait tabloid in particular said later in its article that Moore was very happy for Madison. Now that's journalism. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Heavy snow will continue for a good chunk of the day today, combined with strong 40 to 50 mile per hour wind gusts that will create blowing snow, reducing visibility significantly, even to whiteout at times here through the day today. Conditions will gradually improve as the wind dies down this evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.